Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Every Tuesday, we like to make a little effort to help you to improve your, well, your well-being, I suppose, whether that be your physical or mental health. We like to incorporate different ways. Today, I'm chatting to personal trainer John Belton from Number 17 Personal Training. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So you are going to take us through over the next couple of weeks. The power of the squat, it has to be the one thing I utterly despise when I'm in the gym. But what's the benefit of it?
Well, I mean, what benefits... It depends on the individual, but the squat is always that foundational movement that we assess everyone on when they start with us. We look at how well they squat. We look at where the mechanics are maybe in need of some repair in TLC. But the squat tells us a huge amount. Now, the reason we love it in my industry is because the bang for your buck exercise like no other. From a longevity point of view, and obviously longevity is the buzzword we all hear so much nowadays, there is nothing like loss of lower limb function to decrease your quality of life, to put you into an early nursing home and to, you know, set you up for failure. So from a very early stage, we want to make sure your hips, knees and ankles are functioning properly. And the way we do that is looking at your squat.
So that's what it tells us, is the limb function.
Exactly. It really shows. We'll see a lot from how people squat. We'll see how, if there's lower back issues that are there, we can you know, check that out. We'll see how strong you are in your capacity to move through repetitions of squats. We'll look at your hip, knees and ankles, because they all have to be used. And that's why it's such a big exercise, because the more joints that are being used, the more muscle that's being recruited. The more muscle that's being recruited, the better impact on your insulin sensitivity, the better impact on your metabolic health, the better calorie expenditure, the better increase in muscle tone, all of that sort of stuff.
So should we all be squatting?
We should all be squatting. I have a 2-year-old who sits in a squat for half the day playing with toys. And listen, it's just an absolute... If you want to look at how to squat properly, look at babies. It's the most organic movement that there is out there. And as we progress in life, we lose the capacity to get down again. Yeah.
So is a successful squat, is it one that when you talk, just when you're, God, and you're saying that about, you know, your knees and ankles and the right direction in which they're moving, is that what's important, or is it how low can you go?
That's a really good question. And the answer is kind of both. What's important at the start is to assess where you currently are with your squat. Yes, we all want to be squatting like 2-year-olds, but unfortunately we've had 25 to 55 years of not doing it.
Knees, so dodgy knees, flat feet, bad ankles, you name it, John.
Yes. So what happens is, and what the theory used to be, oh no, stop moving down there if it's sore. But what we encourage is to move through what we call a pain-free range of motion. So get you to where you can with your squat, whether that's to a step, to a box, whether that's full depth, and then whether that's loaded or not, or whether it's a single leg. There's lots of variations. We just need to see where your base is. And once you've got that, your goal should be to mobilise. The squat will tell you what direction to go. So if you're not able to get down there because your knees are sore, then maybe you need some physio support. You need to do some mobility work to get those knees working a little better if you can. It could be an ankle issue and it could be a hip issue. And we tend to want to just ignore these things and not address them and then end up with a knee or hip replacement. But a better approach here is to go, okay, this is tight. This is my body telling me where I need to spend some time working so that I can move better and not have to go for this surgery down the road.
Yeah. Do you need the weight with it? That's in the additional weight, handheld weight.
You don't need it. If you're at a baseline, and I worked in, I was in the South Korean Olympic weightlifting center years ago, and they spent most of their time perfecting their squat technique. Yeah. These were Olympic athletes. So perfecting your body weight technique is a great place for everyone to start, regardless of if you're, you know, competent or not in the gym. Adding load means that you don't maybe have to do as many repetitions. It means that you may add on some more muscle tissue, should that be your goal. But don't be put off by not having weights. You can squat under what we call tempo, which is controlling the pace at which you're moving through it. That it changes the load and the stress on the muscle. Or you can add in extra repetitions, which will also change maybe the aerobic training effect from it. So weight is not 100% essential at the start.
So at the beginning, it's more squats with less weight. Exactly. And then over time, less squats, more weight.
This is the beauty of it. It depends on what you want to do. If you want to get bigger and stronger, if you want to become more enduring, if you want it to complement your running, or if you want to build up the strength around your hips and knees just for life, you can have variance there. So you can keep with the high rep stuff, and that's fantastic. CrossFit was a great ambassador. They said, have you doing 100 bodyweight squats for time, but they'd also have you doing a one rep max back squat. Mm. And as we progress on through, the fitness world has changed dramatically. We're seeing the need for variance in, people who are doing the same thing week in, week out, become quite complacent, but their body also stops adapting and changing. So yeah. It's good to have both.
74-year-old listener John is wondering, are squats with the ball against the wall okay?
That's a fantastic exercise. And if you've got a Swiss ball that you can place at your lower back, just squat. Sometimes it can send people's knees a little bit excessively forward for where they feel comfortable to go. So just to be mindful of that.
The ball is often lighter than the handheld weight.
Well, I'd say that squats with a ball behind you. So what people do is they put the ball behind them, lean against the wall and squat up and down. So they're rolling against the ball.
Oh,
so
I was thinking of a squat when you're throwing the ball.
Yeah. So that's a wall ball thruster, which you'll see people doing for high rocks and all these other things. That's where you squat down and throw it up. And that's a very dynamic, very explosive movement. Yeah. So that's another way to load it.
Listener says they can do 73 squats with no weights. They're 53 years of age. How much longer do I have to live?
You've added 25 years on there. Well done.
So just when you mentioned actually on, with the squats for a moment. So it's even just like the point being made here by one texter, even the ability to get off the toilet when you're
it's
in
huge.
Your 80s.
It's huge.
Prolonged by squats.
Exactly. And squats are everything that you do, whether it's getting up and down off the loo, losing that independence, as I say, is huge. Bone density is a big thing, Andrea. And what we're seeing is a lot of people have gotten into, long distance running, or maybe they just want to do yoga or Pilates, which is amazing. But if you're not adding in some level of weighted resistance work, bone density is becoming a bigger an issue. I had a big conversation with a friend of mine who's a physiotherapist about this. And she mentioned that she's seen lots of, and she's also a Pilates instructor, she won't mind me saying it, but she's seen a lot of the ladies who've taken on Pilates and avoided the gym now presenting with certain bone density issues, osteopenia, osteoporosis, and weight training and a little bit more loaded squatting is a great way to overcome that and prevent that.
Some of the myth busters, if we want to call it that, right? So squats ruin knees.
Like everything. So people think practice makes perfect. Yeah. There's a key word that's missing there, and that's perfect practice makes perfect. So if you train with bad form constantly, yes, you're going to hurt your knees. But if you train with correct form and you strive to improve and optimize how your knees move, you won't break your knees unless there's an underlying problem there. But there's always a way around it. So don't be put off.
You must go ass to grass.
You go as low as you can safely go for pain-free range of motion. And then we also, what we call points of performance. So your points of performance are, we want to see your knees tracking over your toes, meaning they're not knocking inwards excessively. We want to see extension through your spine from your tailbone through to your neck. And we want to make sure your lower back isn't rounding. So if you can do that, then go ass to grass.
Listener wondering, how much of a forward lean do you allow in a back squat? Is there a way to correct it?
So that's a really good question again, because there's variance in the actual back squat. So you've got what's called a high bar back squat. You've got a low bar back squat. You've also got multiple other types of barbells that we use. Leaning forward from the hips is not a bad thing by any means. And for certain body types with longer femurs, which i.e. the bone in the upper leg, if that's longer, it's going to push your hips back and you will flex forward on a squat. I'm doing all the hand motions here, remembering that nobody can see me. So that forward lean is okay, but what's not okay is rounding of the back. Yes, if you're going for max rep, that may happen, but we don't see the back rounding. Hinging is okay from the hips, but rounding is not.
I must be the only person in the country not taking part in High Rocks this weekend, am I?
There's not many people not, I believe.
The whole country must be at it.
I can't believe it's gone from one person on one day on a Sunday to now Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It kicks off tomorrow, doesn't it?
It kicks off. I'm racing tomorrow night at 8:20, which is usually
my bedtime.
Yeah, but
you're probably in the pro section or something.
Well, that's irrelevant. I mean, that's the beauty of what High Rocks is. And look, if you look at it, the squat as a foundation for everything moving forward, anytime a client starts with me who hasn't exercised in a long time, the first thing I look at is their squat. Mm. And I have clients who've, first thing I've ever looked at is their squat, and now partaking in High Rocks this weekend, because it'll evolve and it'll progress you, and you'll get stronger in your upper body from building on your squats. You'll get stronger in your lungs from working on your squats, and if you squat correctly, you'll also help tone and strengthen your waistline.
Yeah. How has High Rocks become this huge phenomenon?
Oh, there was a huge gap there for people. I think there's multiple pieces to it. It grew alongside CrossFit's decline. So it looked at a lot of the mistakes of what CrossFit was making and took note and then adapted it and made it extremely accessible. If I was to fault HYROX on anything, they do the reverse. CrossFit said it was kind of open to all levels and very adaptable and scalable. But when you get into CrossFit, you realize it's quite complex to be a good CrossFitter. Whereas HYROX nearly looks a bit intimidating because it's lads and ladies with, you know, ripped skin and shirts off
tops
and all
off.
The rest of it. All this carry on, which we spoke about before. But the reality is that simply being able to run and do a few squats and doing a few lunges has you 90% of the way to being able to complete a HYROX.
John Belton from Number 17 Personal Training. John, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.